5 lines from the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Shmuel comes up with a chiddush that the only people who need a prusbul are those people who normally take care of their own debts. If I lend money to somebody else, so when it comes Shemitah, I'm not allowed to collect the money. I have to give over the debt to Bezdin, that Bezdin should collect on my behalf, or I'll officially give it over to Bezdin, and I will now act as the Shliach Bezdin. I won't act as the Malva, I'll act as the Shliach Bezdin. So that's when you need a prusbul. But Yisaimin, let's say the father lent money and the father died, and now the Yisaimim have the right to 5 lines on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Shmuel comes up with a chiddush that the only people who need a prusbul are those people who normally take care of their own debts. If I lent money to somebody else, so when it comes Shemitah, I'm not allowed to collect the money. I have to give over the debt to Bezdin, that Bezdin should collect on my behalf, or I'll officially give it over to Bezdin, and I will now act as the Shliach Bezdin. I won't act as the Malva, I'll act as the Shliach Bezdin. So that's when you need a prusbul. But Yisaimin, let's say the father lent money and the father died, and now the Yisaimin have the right to collect the chayvus that the father had left. So the Yisaimim are little children. Let's say they're before Bar Mitzvah. They don't know how to take care of their own money. So the Bezdin has to appoint an apotropos. So the Bezdin is considered, let's say they didn't appoint an apotropos yet. So the Bezdin is in charge of all of the affairs, all of the monetary affairs of the Yisaimim. So the din is the Yisaimim don't need any prusbul. Not only is this Shmuel's din, it says it in a brisa. The Chen Tani Rami Bar Chama presented a brisa that says like that. Says Beferish, Yisaimim ain't tzichim prusbul. Why not? Because whoever the Bezdin is in that generation, and it's their responsibility to appoint an apotropos on behalf of the Yisaimim. Rabbi Gamliel, a Bezdino, this brisa was written in the days of Rabbi Gamliel. So the brisa chaps on the name of the chief rabbi, Rabbi Gamliel. But it applies in every generation. If it's, let's say, in this generation, it's Rabbi Wagner. If it's in this community, it's in my community, it's Rabbi Geli. Whoever the Rav is in that community, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Dina, have the status of Avihim, Shal Yisaimim. That's what the word apotropos means. Apotropos, a peita. Peita means a father. So the Bezdin is considered like the apotropos of the Yisaimim. So you don't have to have a Moshe Shteroysu LeBezdin. But Mam is Bezdin Alein. It already is Moshe Shteroysu LeBezdin. That's the din. Yisaimim don't need a prusbul. It's already considered like they have a prusbul. Now the Gemara goes into a very important topic. Tanan Hosam, the Mishnah Shviyah says, and cause from prusbul elo al hakarka. You can only write a prusbul. How do you translate the poshupshat? El al hakarka if the loiva has karka. The malve, I lent $100,000 to the loiva, and now it's going to come, Shemitah is going to come to an end, and I won't be able to collect the money. I didn't know egos. So I want to give over the chayvus to Bezdin. I want to make a prusbul. So the prusbul only works if the loiva has karka. If the loiva doesn't have any karka, you can't write a prusbul. What kind of a din is that? Why do you need that the loiva should have karka? So the Rishonim have a big machlokes.
It's the benefit not to have karka, so you don't write a prusbul, don't have to pay up.
Okay. Okay, so then the Mishnah continues. Take a look at the next line. Enkosim prusbul ala la karka. What if the loiva doesn't have... Loiva's a wise guy. He sells all of his karka, latinishkan karka. So you can't write a prusbul then. Can't write a prusbul, so the chay will be cancelled. So then the Mishnah says, mizakehu... We have a din of Zachim Liyadim Shalai Bifano. So let's say I want to give you a matana and you're not here. So I give the matana to somebody who is here and he's kind on your behalf. When you find out about it that he was kind of matana on your behalf, do hastabreira to say I like it, I don't like it. If you say you don't like it, so you cancel the whole matana. So here the Mishnah has azadreidu. The leiva doesn't have any karka. The leiva doesn't have any karka, so the malva can't write a prusbul. So the Malva wants to be able to write a prusbul. So he asks someone, if he's going to tell a loiva, do me a favor, I want to give you some karka. So the loiva understands why he wants to give him some karka.
I don't want.
So he says, I don't want. So he says, I don't want, yeah. So the Malva should not discuss it with the loiva in person. Let the Malva speak to someone other than the loiva and say, I want to do a teva to the loiva, I want to give him a piece of karka. How big? It doesn't have to be worth $1,000. Doesn't have to be worth $100. Karka kolshehu, worth a dollar, worth a penny. A piece of karka kolshehu is enough. We're going to have to get to that detail also. So the other person will be zochen liadam shalai b'fanav, he'll make a kinyan on the karka on behalf of the loiva. I obviously, so now the loiva has karka, so now you can rack the puzzle. Obviously, the minute the loiva is going to find out that they made a zochen, an act of zochen liadam shalai b'fanav, and his bihab is going to say, I don't want it. And whenever you do an act of zochen, whenever I want to give you a matana to be kind of for him, when he finds out about it, he has the bravery to say, I don't want it.
Then it goes back retroactively.
And it goes back. And it goes back and undoes it retroactively. Undoes it retroactively. So if it undoes over here retroactively, Leibdach that the loiva never had any karka over here. So the whole prusbel is undone. So the Ran on the Rif on our Gemara points out a special kula. We're talking about Shemitahs, only the Rabbanon. That's how the Gemara said before. We're talking Shemitah, Bizman is only the Rabbanon. So Hillel made this Takanas Prusbul, so to affect the Prusbul, to make it function. So they made a Kula. They made a Kula over here that, unlike every other normal case of Zachem Liadam Shlai B'Fanav, when you find out about it, you can cancel it retroactively. Here they said, no. Here they said that since B'Shas Maiseh, somebody was zeichen the matana on his behalf, and even though we know in advance that it's going to be a chayva, it's a schus that's going to turn out. We know what he has up his sleeve. The mother wants to give him a karka kol shehu in order that he should be able to turn around later on and make the prusbel against him. So this is a kula agabi kula. Kula number one. We know what he has up his sleeve. It's really going to be lira asai of the loiva. It's going to turn out. I'll be able to collect money. Kula number two, whenever you do an act of Zachem Liadam Shalai B'Fanav, when the person finds out about it, he can be moicha and break it up retroactively. So we'll make on both over here. All included in the kulas of Prusbel.
What the karka, the matone, would it act here like a yad? Like something to be effective, to enable him to write a Prusbel? You remember, we learned a long time ago about the yad, about the extension of something like a hook.
Karka itself is like a yad.
Like a yad.
When I hold my hand out and you put something in, I'm kind of with a Kenyan yad. That we learn out from the Pasuk by Get. That's Masechus Gittin. It says, V'nasam b'yodah. The whole Kenyan yad. Shteik l'chumish v'nasam b'yodah. And then Kenyan chotzer is an extension of yad in the same Pasuk. V'nasam b'yodah, the Gemara says, Ein li'ad l'yodah. So the Kinyan Chatzah is learned out, that's the Gemara in the last parak. Kinyan Chatzah, next to the last parak in Hazarik. Kinyan Chatzah is learned out from the Pasuk by Get, that Kinyan Yad exists and Kinyan Chatzah exists. So the Gemara says that Yad is like an extension, Chatzah is like an extension of Yad. Chatzah is like an extension of Yad. Shanim have such a lotion that every Jew has Dalal Amos in Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about that now. We'll have to talk about that. So what kind, let's first get a little involved here. What's the reason for this din? Why does the Mishnah say in Masech HaShviyah is in Perek Yud, the last Perek is all about Shemitah's Ksof and about Prusbel. Why does the Mishnah say that you can only write a Prusbel
if
the Loiva has Karka? Why does he have to have Karka? So the Rishonim give two reasons. Rashi and Tosfos on Adav give one reason. And then the Rash, Amishnai Shviyas, quotes the Rashi and he says it's so shver, he doesn't understand how it's shaykh. Rashi says here we have a klal, Amilsa de la shchicha legazer be'rabbonon. An unusual case, the Chachamim never made gzera. So similarly, Amilsa de la shchicha le'tikno rabbonon. The Chachamim would never make a takone for a strange, awkward case. Does it make sense that I should lend you $500,000 and you don't even have any karka?
Somebody can be
just
business.
Yeah, today. Yeah, today it's gone shy. Today, the Ikas Nichas Das, not so much on the Karka, it's on investments. But in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Tanoim, the Ikas Nichas Das was on the Karka. The Rishonim used the Melitza from Koheles for Ha'oretz Li'oilam Amodis. The Karka Shteitaf on Art. That if I lend you money and you have, the behemoths can all die in a plague. You have a lot of
money,
property, it can be stolen. Everything can get lost, it can be stolen, it can die. Karka shteitaf anod v'horetz li'ar l'mamodet. That's not what it means in the Pasuk, but that's the melitza that the Rishonim quote to say that the ikas nichas das. That's why karka is called real estate. Real estate heis nechosim. Sheesh la'em achrayis means that there's shima nechosim, because... L'chush de lo'y neid, it doesn't move, shteitaf anod, and you know that you can collect from that. The Rashi says, that the reason why the Tanoim said that you can only make a Pruzbul Hilos Takana was only if the Loiva has Karka, is because that's a Nusa de Shchicha, to lend a sum of money to a person who has Karka. I don't want to take a risk. I'm going to lend someone a significant amount of money and he doesn't have any Karka to back it up.
Collateral.
So if the Loiva has Karka, then it's a Nusa de Shchicha. That's how Rashi says. And that's how Tosis says. Take a look at the top line in the top Tosis. Ein kaisim pruzbo el ala karka. So Tosis is quoting Rashi. Shum the milsa de shchichahu. That's the normal thing. Shel malva. You only lend money. Limi sheyesh la karka. Lifi. Why is that? Sheini yochel lachaloso. The karka cannot be destroyed. Destroyed via med is befanav. And the karka will always be there. That's what Rashi and Tosis say on our daf. The Rash on Mishnayis Zroyim has a running commentary. The Rash Mishans, Rabbi Nashim Shemishans. So he says, Pile Ploim, how can Rashi say such a pshad? The very next line in the Mishnah says, Imein lo karka, if the Leiva doesn't have any karka, is Mizakehu. Mizakehu tel sadehu. Let's give the Leiva some karka. What good is it if I give him karka now? But the Nusul HaShchicha depends on the Shasa Halvor. At the time that I lent him the money, if he didn't have any karka at that time, So it was a milsa de la shchicha. So what good is it that I'm going to give him karka now b'matona, even if he'll accept the karka? Forget about the zochin and all the problems we brought up earlier. Pasha, you mezaka karka after the shas halva. How does that convert the case into one of a milsa de shchicha? So that's why the Rash says that the pasha pshat in the case is not like Rashi wrote on top, but rather a different time Rashi himself has laid a. Oh, karka mizakehu means before the loan. The posh of shat goes down.
Gives him a dollar worth of karka.
Any good lawyer will identify the issue, so you'll make sure that
he's loaning him $100,000. Give him a dollar worth of karka.
Okay,
good lawyer.
No, but halacha lemaisa, that's how we task him. The Rash says we know that that's the din, that even if the halvor was done and the loiva b'shaita had no karka, maybe Rashi learns a Mishnah like that. How does Rashi say over here? Does he have any comment? They ain't lo karka. They may lo karka, the loiva mizakeh amalva karka kol shebetoch sadeh. Maybe means before the loan. You're right, maybe Rashi doesn't learn like that. But the Rash learns like that. The Rash says halacha lemaisa.
The beginning of the year. He knows that Shemitah is coming. But he wants to save his money. Now, but he wants to say that it was before.
Before the halva.
What is that? Someone in the middle of Shemitah and that money. Before
Shemitah
comes, he
wants
to secure
it. But that's already
later. Halacha l'maisa, we assume, like the Rash says, that even if the Loiva didn't have karka at the Shas HaHalvoeh, you can give him karka later, and that will enable the Malba to make a pruzbul. So we see we don't really accept this reason of Rash.
If you have a $100,000 loan, you give him a piece of karka, the dollar value loan is not relative to the...
Also a murderous kashin. We're going to have to work on that. Also, Rashi and Tosis work on that too. Rashi and Tosis work on that, so we're going to get to that. But first we have to understand this. So the first time that Rashi gave that this is a milsa de shchicha, this is a milsa de la shchicha, this is very difficult. This is very difficult. So that's why the Rashi gives a different time, which runs as follows. The whole prohibition of Shemitah is lo yigo es reyeh v'soch. If I lent money to the loive, when Shemitah comes to an end, I'm not allowed to ask, I'm not allowed to nudge him, I'm not allowed to pest him that he should pay me back. What happens if I don't have to pest him? Let's say he gave me a mashkin. Gemara is going to quote the Mishnah later. Let's say I lent him $100,000 and he gave me a chveis, stocks or something that I don't even have to ask him to pay. If he doesn't pay in the time, I'll use the stocks and shine. I'll keep it for myself. If he wants his security back, he's going to know he has to come and pay me the money. And then I'll be nice enough to give him back. He gave me diamonds and gems and gold bars or something. He gave me a lot of a mashkin, a lot of mashkinis. So the Mishnah says, if I gave a halvo ala mashkin, that's not it. There's no problem of lo yigos. I don't have to bother him. He's gonna run. He's gonna come running to me. So the Rashi later writes this pshat, like the Rashi writes in Mishnah, that the reason why you can only write a pruzbul if the loiva has karka, because there's a svara to say when there's nechasim shubadim, when the shiba nechasim means when I lend money to the loiva. In general, the Rabbein Tam has like this. When you lend money to somebody else, the Rishani Miksubis on Daf Tehei quote this in the name of Rabbein Tam. The Yesh Nei Shibudim, the two Shibudim, when you lend money, there's what we call a Shibir Aguf and what we call a Shibir Nechosim.
Shivir Aguf means the loiva owes the money to the malva. And if the loiva doesn't have any money now to pay, I lent him the money he didn't pay back, so for the rest of his life, he's going to have to earn money, and when he earns money, he'll pay it off little by little, every month. When he earns a little more money, he'll pay me off.
Guf means the body of the borrower?
Of the loiva, right.
The loiva
owes the money to the malva, that's called Shivir Aguf. That's Shivir Aguf. So Rabbi Natan coined the terms. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. But we use those expressions to understand the Gemara. And then Rabbi Natan says there's another Shibud, which we call Shibud Nechasim, that all of the karkois of the loiva, there's a lien. The malva has a lien on all of the property of the loiva. What does it mean he has a lien? So the halacha says that Shibud Nechasim, the karkois of the loiva, are considered as if the malva has a kinyan b'miktsas. Not stami has a schus to collect. In the event that the loiva doesn't pay, the malva has a schus to take away his karkois. And even if he already sold the karkois to lekuchas, or even if the loiva dies, he could even collect from the yisaimim or collect from the lekuchas. Was that is a shuldik? The yisaimim never borrowed the money, the lekuchas never borrowed the money. So you're not collecting based on shibud aguf. They never borrowed the money. Whenever you collect from somebody other than the loiva, you're collecting based on shibud nechasim, because the karkois of the loiva amushubadim to the malva has a lien. So what does it mean a lien? So the Rishonim say in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Gimel, the Ritva says that shibud nechasim means a kinyan lahatzoid. The malva has a partial kinyan. The karka really belongs to the loiva. Doesn't belong to the malva, but it belongs to the malva with respect to one day.
Collection.
With respect to collection. In the event that the loiva won't be able to pay, so the malva has a right to declare, this karka always belonged to me from the time that I lent him the money. Das heißt Shibu Nechos. Yeah, they do have to pay, yeah. If the loiva borrowed money and he dies, so it depends. If the loiva borrowed money and he dies and he leaves no Yerusha, the Yisayimim Zananish Mechuyif to pay the Chayvus from the father? The father borrowed millions of dollars and he dies, so the Yisayimim are not Mechuyif to pay. But if the Yisayimim Yarshin Karka, worth $1 million, and the father borrowed $500,000 from other people, then all of the malvim have a right to collect from the karkois of the yisaidim, that they got the yerusha because there's a shibud nechasim. The nechasim are meshubad, the karka is meshubad to the malvim. So the Gemara later on quotes a machlek is bishamein b'silub. What's the nature of the din of shibud nechasim? The Gemara quotes, this Gemara is about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. This is a very important Gemara. The Gemara alludes to it. The Gemara doesn't quote the whole thing. The Gemara says, Hahi be shamayi, di ami shtar hoimed ligvois, kigobi dami. Shtar hoimed ligvois, kigobi dami. And Rashi also around 10 lines from the bottom. Rashi writes, Dima maschal de be shamayi. He quotes from the Gemara, Soita daf chofei, in parentheses. It says in Rashi, Dav Kafeim Rav in parentheses. The Mishnah has the following case. A couple is married, and the husband decides he wants to divorce his wife. He wants a younger wife, he wants a prettier wife, he wants more intelligent wife, whatever. You decide you want to divorce your wife, you got to take ksuba. Sometimes you have rare cases where the husband does not have to pay the ksuba if it's the wife's fault that she ruined the marriage. But say it's the wife's fault. She doesn't want to have any children. That's what marriage is all about, having children. What means she doesn't want to have any children? She curses the shviger, the kalelus yolda b'fonim. She curses the husband. she makes life miserable. She doesn't want to go to mikveh. It's understood when they got married they're going to be religious. If melachatchila they were both not religious, and it was understood they're going to lead a non-observant life, and all of a sudden the husband becomes a meshugana, he becomes a bal tshuva, and he wants his wife to go to mikveh, so he can't tell her that she's ruining the marriage. The meduba originally was that they're going to lead a non-religious life, and so he's the one who's ruining the marriage. He didn't do anything. But if it was understood originally that they're going to be religious, and later on the wife decides she doesn't want to go to mikveh, so then she's ruining the marriage. And whenever you can ascertain that the wife is at fault for destroying the marriage, so then she loses her ksuba. What happens if the eishes ish is insa, the wife is mizana, soita, so the husband is not permitted to remain married with his wife? So then it's her fault. It's her fault that she ruined the marriage. What happens if the woman is a Saita Safik? Saita Safik case, the husband is cheshed that she's being mizana with someone, and he tells her she shouldn't have yichud with this person. He's cheshed that she's having an affair. And then she has yichud, and then later on she swears up and down that she was not mezana. And the husband, it could be the husband is a meshugan, the husband is a paranoid. Because there are cases where the woman is having yichud beheta, let's say, baila ba'ir. The husband is in the same city with the wife. His wife has a job. And the husband is a paranoid meshugan, and he thinks his wife is being mezana. The wife isn't even in violation of yichud. Nothing. Baila ba'ir, there's no isa yichud. So the husband screams, Al tistri mishplaini. You shouldn't be misyachid with the person. She said, what are you talking about? It's a din of shulchan aruch that it's mutter to be miyachid. Baila buyid, there's no isa yichud. Let's say the husband is choshed that she's being mizana with her father. With the father, there's no isa yichud. There's no isa yichud. Could be the husband is a paranoid meshugana, so he screams she shouldn't be misyachid with her own father. So if she goes ahead and she's misyachid, she didn't even do an aveira. Can I feel that she didn't even do an aveira? But since the husband warned her, the husband was choshed that she's being mizana, whether he's crazy or normal, and then later on she did have the yichud, so that's called a seifa sofik, we don't know. The Torah considers that when you had kinui, with stira kinui means you had hasra. The husband was master, his wife, he warned her, al tistri mishplein, she shouldn't be misyachedis with so-and-so. And she had stira, she had yichud later on, she becomes hasra al baila until she drinks the maim hamarim. Once she drinks the maim hamarim, so then it'll be nizbara, one way or the other. If you see right away she starts getting sick, the Maim HaMarim, you mix in a little sin, the Karka Mishkan, but there's no reason that you should get sick from that. A lot of the water that we drink, if you don't have filtered water, it's polluted, has sand in it, you don't die from that. But if the woman right away starts getting sick and changing colors and so on, then you know that she's a Saita, she's a Surah, Bali has to get divorced. If she drinks the water and nothing happens, so the Halacha says, the Chumash, the Rabbanu Shlom promises an S. That's the only time in Kol HaTarkula that the Rabbanu Shlom promised an S is by Seita Sofik, that she should drink the Maim HaMarim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises if she'll be Tahira, so nothing will happen. And the husband can falazach on the Nes. And if she'll be Tameya, a Nes will occur and she'll start to get sick or she'll die soon after.
But sometimes it's Tola, a year or two.
Gemara says even when she has a lot of schusim and it's Tola, means she'll live out another couple of years, but she'll start getting sick right away. She'll start getting sick, pains, and so on. So it will be noticeable that he has to get divorced. So what happens in such a case? The husband was choshed his wife. It may be a paranoid. The husband was choshed the wife is being mizanet. And then she goes and she has stira, yichud. And then the husband brings it to the Beis HaMikdash in order to drink the Maim HaMarim. And the husband drops dead before he had a chance
to drink
the Maim HaMarim. So the Mishnah says, the Kohen cannot administer the Maim HaMarim without the husband. If there's no husband, so the whole Parsha Seita doesn't apply. Huh? Hevi is his ishtoi. The Pusik says, the Hevi who is his ishtoi, he has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to be alive through the whole procedure. If he dies before they give her the water to drink, so you don't administer the Maim HaMarim. So the Shaila is, what's with the Ksuba? If the woman was mizana, we have a sofik, a site of sofik, we don't know. Was she mizana? Was she not mizana? Could be the husband is in Gansan off the walls, there's nothing wrong with the woman. It could be that she really was mizana. The Torah considers kino yistira as a sofik. It really shouldn't be a sofik, but the Halacha declares that this is called a site of sofik. So what do you do if mesu atchaloi shasu? Mesu balehem atchaloi shasu. What happens if the husband died before the wife had a chance to drink the Maim HaMarim? So the husband died, so the wife says, okay, I'm an almana, I want to collect the ksubah. The yisayimim, if they're her children, they're not going to give her a hard time, they'll give her ksubah already. Let's say if they're not her children, this man had a few wives, stepchildren, the other wife's children. So the husband dies, and the wife says, I want to collect my ksubah, I'm an almana. So mistama, the other children will say, maybe you're a saita? I'm waiting to machaber all of haraya. The father, gemachta ganze tararam.
No, but it was a reis in the chesed
kasha. But the halacha considers this a seita sofik. If the halacha wouldn't consider it, really, the woman has a chesed kasha. There's a gemara in the end of kiddushin says, ein oisri mala yichud. Ein oisri mala yichud means an eshesish has yichud with someone. You don't. That's not even called a sofik eshesish. It's not called the Sofik Seita. It's not called the Sofik Seita. Ein Oisim Ala Yichud. But even though it's a violation of the Aveir, even if they violated the Issa Yichud, it's not called a Saita Safik because the woman has a Cheskes Heter Labayla, and we leave it like that. But there's a Gzeres HaKasu that if you had Kino Yestira, the Halacha considers that a Saita Safik. So if the Halacha considers a Saita Safik, so the Shaila is she entitled to collect Suba? Is a Safik. So what's the din when you have a Safik moment? All of her, whoever is Mukhzak continues to hold on to the money. That's exactly the Shaila. Who's Mukhzak? That's exactly what we want to know. Who's called the Mukhzak?
Why do you have to take this case? Okay. At any time, once he considers the Safik,
sorry,
this
event. Good. Want to exaggerate.
Yeah.
Want to exaggerate.
Why are you making such so.
Okay, even no. Even if they're holding by Neely, even if they're holding by the end, you can't give the Maimamorim after he died. Okay. So the minute that the husband dies, you can never be Mavarer with the Maimamorim whether she was Mizana or not. So it's a Safik whether she lost her Ksuba. Oh, she didn't lose a ksuba. If she was mizana tachas by law, then she caused the ruination of the marriage. She caused now the husband dies, and now there's no marriage. But she already caused the ruination. He didn't commit suicide. She already caused the ruination of the marriage by being mizana. But if she was not mizana, she didn't cause the ruination.
She's the suffix, right? We agree on. But she's not suffered Eishet Ish, and if she's Eishet Ish, she's supposed to get the Ketubah. The suffix is on the soldier, but not on Eishet Ish.
She's a Vada Eishet Ish.
So therefore, this is a proof.
No, but
we have to prove that she's a soldier, but she's not Eishet Ish.
No, but the Halacha considers this a suffix soldier. The Torah says that this is a suffix soldier. You're asking the same question that he asked. The woman has, you're asking the same thing.
But what we're talking about is the evidence the children have to bring to say that she's a soita.
The Torah says when you have, when the husband wonder, altistri mishplaini. Kenlani is a mishugana, but when the husband wants altistri mishplaini, and then she goes and she has the yichud with the ishplaini, so the Torah says that does haist a sophic. Really, we should not consider it a sophic. Because the halacha says, "Ein oisem mala yichud." Yichud alone does not make a leidus a suffix. But if the husband warned her in advance that he's choshed her, and then she goes and has yichud, so the Torah makes a gzeres hakasu, a dos heista din suffix. That's called a seita suffix.
But she's not negotiating.
No. Even if she's a vadai seita, let's say the woman is vadai seita.
You still
need a get. Yeah. If the woman is a vadai seita, the marriage doesn't fall apart by itself.
So therefore, she's entitled for the ksubah then.
No, we're not sure. Maybe she was at fault for ruining the marriage already before he died.
But as long as he didn't give a get, she's married.
If she's a vadai soita also, as long as he doesn't give a get, she's still married.
So what are we arguing about?
But if the woman is vadai mizana, then she loses the ksuba. If we know the woman is vadai mizana, let's say the woman admits that she was mizana, then she loses the ksuba. Haidoz baldin kameinim dami. She admits she was mizana, she loses the ksuba. But here she doesn't admit, she says it's not true. So we should have really said there isn't even a Saita Safik, the Nishkan Safik. So that's a Gzeres HaKasa. When you have Kino Yestire, the Halacha considers that a Safik. The Halacha considers that a Safik. So here there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. What do you do regarding the Ksuba? So the din should be when you have a Safik Mamayna, Hamotze Machaber, all of her right. Whenever you have a Safik in Mamin, so whoever is Mukhzak keeps the money. Bas says Mukhzak like this. Let's say you have the money in your bank account. On your pocket, or on your mattress, whatever. You have the money. And I have a suffix. Bezin somehow has a suffix. Maybe you owe me $100. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But the money is in your chazok. It's on the tachas yotchach, birshuscha. Whoever has the money, birshuscha, he's called a mukhzak. And hamoitz machaver, all of her right. You want to take away from the mukhzak, you got to bring her right. The shayla is over here. The woman has a ksuba. For the last 25 years, the woman is married, she has a ksuba. There was a vadai chai. Right, there was. But there was a vadai shibud nechasim from the time that they got married. Let's say, yeah.
Why is it different than a
shtar? Shtar. Exactly. Right.
And then you have a shtar, it's for sure, but you have all the shabbat.
That's what we're talking about. Correct, any shtar. Bishame shita is lav davke by ksuba. The machlekes bishame sil is another mishnah is also by any shtar. This mishnah that Rashi quotes, the Saita Dav Chafei, happens to be talking about a ksuba, but the same mishnah appears in the end of Bava Basra by other shtaris as well, the exact same thing. So the original machlekes b'shamei b'sil happens to be by ksuba. So in this case, who is considered muhzak on the karka? So the b'sil will say the isaimim are called muhzak. It's tach muhusa gavaina. Kolzman, the woman didn't, she didn't collect the ksuba yet. The malva didn't collect yet from the loiva. Yeah. Kolzman, the malva didn't collect. The loiva is muhzak on the karka. And the b'shamei say no. Shtar choyv haimed ligrois. Is kigovui domi. That's the melitza that Bishamei holds. Because whenever you have a sheep in the chosim, what does it mean? The malva has a lien. What do you mean a lien? A lien means that the karkos of the loiva are kenuyim b'miktsas. Not stamaschus to collect the karka, even if he sold it, even if the loiva dies. Not stamaschus. A partial ownership.
Really,
because
I pay off the money if I give him cash.
He sold it. If the loiva pays the money to the malva, he sells it back. Loiva pays the malva, so the malva is selling him back the karka. But kolzman the loiva doesn't pay, so the malva has a kinya lachatzoin. That's the lashon of the Ritvo. The Ritvo in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel has like that, and the Nesibis and Chayishmish Mesim Alametes writes like that. That Shibu Nechasim that we say in America, you say that the malva has a lien on the property of the loiva, so we don't use the word lien. We say shiv in the chasim. What does it mean shiv in the chasim? So these two, the nesivis with the ritva, say it's a kinya lachatzon. It's a partial ownership. The malva owns the karkois of the loiva with respect to gvir. So that's what leads the Beis Shammai to say that whenever there's a suffix, who's called muhzak? The malva is called muhzak, not the loiva. Because with respect to issues of gvir, sachayim, the karka belongs to the malva. Karka belongs to the malva. So it's birshusa. And the Beis Hillel say no, that Shtar Chayv Haimen Ligvay is Lav Kigobi Dami, Sof Kosof, it's still Mechusa Gavayni, he didn't collect it yet. Kolzman, you didn't collect it, the other one is the Musa.
If something gets ruined, if a cocky gets ruined.
This is hard luck, because there's a Shibir Aguf, there's a Shibir Aguf also. There are two Shiburim, there's a Shibir Aguf, even if he doesn't have any karka. For the rest of his life, he has to pay up the Chayv that he owes me. He doesn't have money now, so I'd marry as Rosh Hashanah, he'll work.
Can I ask you another question? Ruben lends. Is he suing the partnership of Shimon who has just the
Shibra? No. Only belongs to the Malva with respect to Gvir. It's a Kinya Lachatzoin. With respect to all other 99% of purposes, it belongs to the Leiva. With respect to one issue, it belongs to the
Malva. The fruit that grows belongs to the Leiva.
The Leiva. The Leiva. Only with respect to the fruit that grows out of that, Roy Asba, belongs to the Leiva. Only with respect to Gvir, with respect to collection, we declare in the event that the Leiva doesn't pay. And the malva has to collect. Then we declare that that karka all along belonged to the malva. That's how Rav Zevin has a whole essay. Others have like that. Not really. I don't think so. This is a different thing. Who's called the muhzak on the karka? Who's called the muhzak on the karka? So now there's a big discussion in Rishonim, this original, and the Mishnah has the same shaila in the end of Bava Basra, not by a ksuba, by another shtachayim. Beis Shammai Shita is that the karka is considered muhzak. Whenever there's a suffik, the malva is considered the muhzak. And the Beis Shammai say, no, the loiva is considered, the Beis Shammai hold the malva is the muhzak, the silver son of the loiva is the muhzak. So the shaila is, the Beis Hillel hold shtachayim hemed ligvis, lav kigobi domi, they hold it's never kigobi domi. Maybe that's only the Rabbi Natam writes in the Sefer Yashar. There is theorists in Gemara so that leads the Rabbi Natam to say that the Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai when she's a Saita Sufi. When there's a Sufi, maybe she was Mazana, maybe she was not Mazana. So then the Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai to say that the Malve is Muhzak in a Mokum Sufi. He's Mechusa Gavani, didn't collect it yet. So better to say that the Loiva is Muhzak. What if it's a chayv vadai, not a chayv sofik? Or the Mishnah, the end of Bava Basra is also a case where there's a sofik who died first. If he died, so he gets the irusha. If she died first, it goes this way. So anyway, you have a bal chayv, and you don't know, so who's called muhzak? So the Beis Shammai say, even in the case of sofik, the malva is called a muhzak, and we still say no. Whenever there's a sofik, the loiva is muhzak, the malva is not. What if it's a case of a vadai chayv, like over here? It's a vadai chayv, and Shemitah comes to an end, a vadai chayv. There's no sveikas about anything. Everything is Vadai. So the Rabbi Natam says in Sefer Yosha that even the Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai and a Vadai Chayiv that Shtar Chayiv Haim Ligvis is Kigavi Dami. What does it mean? It's considered as if the karka of the loiva is Kanoi B'miktsas to the Malva. It means that it's Muhzak. It's considered muchzak, it's b'shus ha-malva. So that's the idea. Rashi has it over here like that. Rashi writes, Eina Mishameh. Ooh, about 20 lines from the bottom of the Rashi, on the daf. Rashi writes, Dibal Maschel, Eina Mishameh, the kigobi domi. Ukemosh ha-kakos b'cheskes ha-malva hein. The only time there's a din that Shemitah cancels the debt is if it starts off lo yigos, the malva is not allowed to chepa the loiva. But if the malva has a mashkin, he doesn't have to chepa the loiva. Or if the malva was moishah shteros of the bezin, the bezin will chepa the malva. The malva is not going to chepa. The bezin will take care. Or if the malva has kigovi domi, if the malva has a kinya lahatzoin on the karkos of the loiva, and you say, so we consider it as if the malva is already muchzak on the whole amount of the chayv. It's considered as if he's muchzak. So the mele, there's no din of shmita.
That's why you need the karka, and that's why you have to make this.
So that's what the Rash, that's what the Rash Mishans writes on Mishnayis Shviyas. Not like Rashi. The reason why you have to have, the reason why you can only write a puzbol if the loiva has karka, is because if the loiva has karka, then there's shibud nechosim. If he doesn't have karka, there's only shibud aguf. Because there's no shibud nechosim on metaltalin. There's only shibud nechosim on karkoes. Only if there's real estate. Real estate in Hebrew, in the Lashon HaMishnah, is called nechosim, sheyesh lehem achrayis. That's what it means. Sheyesh lehem achrayis means that there's shibud nechosim on it. On metaltalin, there is no shibud nechosim. So the Rash writes that that's the reason why. And kosim fuzbul ala la karka, whole idea of fuzbul is to take off the loyigos. So. Aliba de Beis Shammai, the Gemara is going to say, Beis Shammai really hold so much from this idea, that even if there's a suffix chayv, even if there's a suffix, maybe the woman was mezaneh, still it's called muchzak v'yaramav. So Beis Shammai hold from this svara so much, they don't even need a prusbul. They say whenever there's a shtar chayv shiyeh shama achrayis nechasim, you don't even need a prusbul. It's mamish kigavi dami, you don't need. We don't hold like the Beis Shammai. We hold a little bit like the Beis Shammai. Now, what is the prusbul based on? Moshe Shteros LeBezin. It's an extension of Moshe Shteros LeBezin. Moshe Shteros LeBezin is another way of removing the issue of Laigos. I gave it over to Bezin. Bezin is going to collect. And now I'm representing Bezin. I'm not representing myself. I'm not chepping the loive as a malve. I'm representing the Bezin. I'm the Shliach Bezin Aliyah. So this dreidel with the prusbul is a dreidel on the level of the rice. I'm coming to collect for myself on the level of the rice. Even though the loiva has karka, it's not so much kigavi domi. They shamai hold. It's so much kigavi domi. You don't even need a prusbul. But we don't hold like Beishama. We hold like Beishilu. So a little bit this svar, a little bit that svar. You put the half and a half together, and you get a hold. So that removes the loyigos. That's how Rov HaRishayim learned. Not like Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis said, on our daf Tosis says, that the reason why Yen Kosim Puzbul, El Ala Karka, why does the Loiva have to have Karka? That it should be a Milsa de Shchicha. If the Loiva, I lend money to the Loiva and doesn't have any Karka, it's a Milsa de Shchicha. So it's very schwer for the various kashas that there is. Another kasha, I lend you $25.
Yeah.
I'm not going to risk a half $1 million if you don't have Karka worth that much. I lend the guy $25. I lend people a lot of money and I never get it back. And I don't know where they are now. And they don't have any karkos. A large sum of money you don't lend if he doesn't have a real estate. You don't have shimchot. A smaller sum of money, why should that be a milsa de lo shchicha? The whole Rashi is very shver. The whole Rashi is shver. So that's why the Rash learns this whole thing of pshat. The pirish, the posh of pshat, all the rishonim say, en kosim prusbul el ala karka, obviously means the loiva has to have karka. Either because Nusa the Shchicha, the Yerushalmi and Shviyas says that they both have to have karka. The Malva has to have karka. What kind of a reason is that? Why should the Malva have to have karka? Why does the Malva have to have karka? So the Rishonim quote already from the Rial Barzaloni, one of the earlier Rishonim, he says the reason why, he says Pshat and Yerushalmi, the reason why, how are you going to be Moshe Shteros of Lebez? How are you going to accomplish that trick? I'm going to give over here, I have the shtar. I'm going to give over the shtar to Bezin. That's how you do it. So he says, no, that's not enough. You have to be makna, the shtar to Bezin, agav karka. So the malva has to have karka. If the malva doesn't have any karka, he can't be. So they have to, each has to have karka, but for a different reason. The loiber has to have karka either for reason A or for reason B. Either that it should be a milsa de shchicha, or it should be kigobi dami. It should be half kigobi dami because he has karka, and half kigobi dami because it's he made a prusbul, and a half is a whole. That's the nature of the takana de rabban. And the malva has to have karka to be able physically to be moisus to rosh the bezin, because moisus to rosh doesn't mean give over the star. It means you makna the star. Makna the star. Agav karka. So that's the shaila. The Gemara in Bava Basra and the Gemara in Bava Kama talks in other cases about being makna a kinyan agav. What says that kinyan agav? Kinyan agav means like this. I want to give you some metalkalim. Ah, a sefer, a tape recorder, a jacket. A metalkalim, some movable item. So I want to give you the metalkalim. So it's not necessary for you to make a kinyan on the metalkalim. If I'll give you also a karka with metalkalim, all you have to do is make a kinyan on the karka. And then you cut in the metalkalim, agav the karka. That's a Mishnah in Kiddushin based on a pasuk in Divrei Yomim, the Gemara quotes. That one of the kings gave his children matonis, imari mitzuris the Yehuda. He gave them karka, and agav the karka he gave him metalkalim. So kinyan agav only works if yesh lo karka. If you have karka, you can make a kinyan agav. So some Rishonim write, how come everybody makes, when you make a harsho, you make a kinyan agav? How do you make a kinyan agav? Who says that everybody has karka? Some Rishonim say that every Jew has dalet amos in Eretz Yisrael. Where every Jew has dalet amos. That's what some Rishonim say. The Goyim say, every Jew has dalet amos. Where does every Jew have dalet amos? So some Rishonim say, because he may die who knows where, and there's a din derabbanan that a meis mitzvah kana mekoyma. If he dies in the middle of no man's land, so you bury him right there, meis mitzvah kana mekoyma. So they say an expression, so they say every Jew has dalet amos, he may die later on and he'll be a meis mitzvah. He's still alive? Who says he's going to have meis mitzvah kana mekoyma? Maybe he's going to die and be buried in his plot that he bought. That he bought behind Berzak, there's going to be a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah means you don't know who he is, you don't know where he is. Who says it's going to be a meis mitzvah? So other Rishonim say, every Jew has dalet amos, not meis mitzvah kana mekoyma. Every Jew has dalet amos in Eretz Yisrael, a Yerusha. Everybody has a Yerusha. So that's what the Rishonim taina, Berzak, maybe he's an enekel from Gerib. Maybe he's a kohen or a levi. Yeah, maybe he's a kohen or a levi. Who says he's going to have dalet amos?
Go buy special.
Well, the kohanim and the levim had the mem ches ori halvim.
Yeah.
That 48 cities. That's something. So if he's a kohen or a levi, so at least you know that he has at the stomach a share in the mem ches ori halvim. But if he's nishkin kohen, nishkin levi, who says that he's going to get anything?
Yeah.
Maybe he's a descendant from the gerim. That's what the Rambam and the Rishonim have that taina. Maybe he's a descendant from the gerim. And then the Rambam has another taina. He says, in the days of the Rambam, Eretz Yisrael was under the Turks, it was under the Goyim. So he says, what do you mean he has dalet amos? So how's he going to get it? It's like a davishena b'shusay. Davishena b'shusay. There's a concept, let's say somebody stole my automobile. I don't know where it is. So even though the automobile still belongs to me, it's shali, but it's ain't a b'shusay. Does he say it's a b'shusay if I don't have access to it? I don't know where it is. So Rabbi Yechanan says, and that's how he paskin, that if something belongs to me, but it's ain't a bishusi, any ochal hakdisha. You're not a full bailam on that. You can't sell it. You can't transfer your ownership to anybody else. In order to be considered a full bailam, you have to have shaloi ubishusi. It should belong to you, and it should also be accessible to you. If you don't have access to it, so you're not a full bailam on it. So the Rambam, so usually by karka, whatever shali is going to meet Bishusa also. So the Rambam says, but Eretz Yisrael today is ain't a Bishusa. How are you going to get Eretz Yisrael? Go knock on the door. Who's going to give you? It's Biyad HaNachrin. So for sure Eretz Yisrael is considered a Bishusa. So that's why the Rishonim are very unhappy about that. The later Rishonim are unhappy about this idea that the Goyim came up with, that anybody and everybody can always make a Kenyan Agav, the Dalai Lamas that everybody has. Who says that everybody has Dalai Lamas? What the Dalai Lama said, Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekoyma, who says he's going to be a Meis Mitzvah? And even if he will become a Meis Mitzvah, he's still alive right now. He doesn't have the Dalai Lama. He doesn't have any Dalai Lama. And the other idea that the other Rishonim said, that every Jew has Dalai Lama in Eretz Yisrael, there's not that he has Dalai Lama. Who says that he's going to Yarshin anything in Eretz Yisrael? And even if he is the Rama, who says maybe he's from a Gir? And even if he is going to get a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so in the days of the Rambam, He says, go knock on the door. Who's going to give it to you? It's like, mamash eni yachol atziya b'dayonim. So that's not considered a bailus, that you can make a kinyan agav. So normally when you make a kinyan agav, you makna agav real karka. I have real karka, not some I have this dollar on it somewhere.
But you ask for sure, so you that would mean de facto or de jure. That would mean, in fact, you own it, or do you have to own it legally? Let's say, for instance, you have a car and it's contention. Somebody said, it's not my your car, you took it away from me, it belongs to any car. Can you then dispose it? I say, if you said the car, somebody stole the car, and somebody else, then you don't
someone
own it de facto.
Right.
Somebody else says, it is not really your car, that you stole it from me. Can you then sell it?
For sure I cannot sell it.
So therefore, you have to own both. Oh,
both.
De facto and de jure.
That's called shalom ubishusa.
It's the same tool on the car also.
Yeah, that's correct. That's called shalom ubishusa. It has to belong to me. Has to belong to me.
De facto and de
jure. Yeah, and I have to have access to it. Both. Have to have both.
What happens if the Malva doesn't have any land, so it can't make a puzzle? So the Malva does not have any land, to be makna.
That's what the Yerushalmi says. That's what they quote from the Sefer Huitim, from the Ria Barzilaini, that the Malva has to have land based on the Yerushalmi to be able to be makna
the
way to the Bezna. Otherwise,
if he doesn't,
then
the whole puzzle is off.
Then it doesn't work. That's what the Yerushalmi says.
Outside Eretz Yisrael, same thing. Makes a difference where the land is.
Yeah, that doesn't make a difference. The tour in Choshen Mishpah quotes a humorous Shitas HaGoinim. The Goinim say that Karka v'chutz l'aretz has a status like Metalpolis. Why? That's how Gemara says like that. That's a Gemara in Erechin says like that. The Gemara is talking about Yovel. When it comes Shnas HaYovel, the Karka goes back to the original owner, but automobiles don't go back, and televisions don't go back, and clothing doesn't go back, and Karka v'chutz l'aretz is like Metalpolis, but also doesn't go back. That's what they're going
to
fly
in. You could sell them the same thing as today. You could have sold mailboxes, kaka, whoever wants to make a football, just like you sell today, a telephone number or a box office number. You don't have to have kaka. You can sell somebody, sold, oh, you need for football, I'll tell you, please, the kaka.
Okay.
Before, there must have been a
I'm
lot
sure
of people
they
who sold
it.
Kaka
yeah.
for
I'm
football.
Sure. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
Only a cool in their hands, so they can say that.
First. bailus, he has to own a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The radinim, when you're allowed to bury one on top of the other, you have to have a certain amount of offer, one on top of the other. They quote, yeah, in Kalish they write like that. In Kalish there wasn't enough room in the cemetery, so they buried one on top of the other, except for some on you, the Mogen Avraham, and some other great gedolim, so they didn't bury anybody else on top of them. They left theirs alone. But the rest of the Beis HaKvaros, they put offer on, and they buried more people. It says in the Gemara, you have to have six tochim of offer, because every maze has to have three tochim on top, three tochim on bottom, three tochim on the side. Three tochim is a sheer lover. The three tochim is called Tfusas HaKever. The three tochim... Bailas, he has to own a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The Radin, and when you're allowed to bury one on top of the other, you have to have a certain amount of offer, one on top of the other. They quote, yeah, in Kalish they write like that. In Kalish there wasn't enough room in the cemetery, so they buried one on top of the other, except for some on you, the Mogen Avraham, and some other great Gedolim, so they didn't bury anybody else on top of them. They left theirs alone. But the rest of the Beis HaKvaros, they put offer on, and they buried more people. It says in the Gemara, you have to have six tochim of offer, because every maze has to have three tochim on top, three tochim on bottom, three tochim on the side. Three tochim is the Shia Lovut. The three tochim is called Tfusas HaKever. The three tochim belong to this maze. Then you have to have another three tochim that will belong to the upper maze. So if you bury one on top of the other, you have to have six tochim offer in between. The bottom three tochim belong to that maze, and the upper three tochim belong to this maze. Ramesh has a tshuva like that. Let's say the earth is very swampy, and you don't want to bury 6 feet under. It's not good there. It's too wet. You want to bury higher up. Bury too high. So that's not tura bekarka. You leave the body on top of the ground. So what's the minimum amount that it has to be covered bekarka? Ramesh has all true. He says three tochim. He has a gemara. Three tochim. That's the shi. You have to have three tochim on top, three tochim on the bottom, three tochim on the side. That's the Shir HaChokah, two mason, one on top there, you have to have six tochim. You see that each mace has to have three tochim on top and three tochim on the bottom.
Europe have a problem.
Well, that is. I can still see Rashi. Arigmar quotes this Mishnah. Now the Rishayim have a discussion, now the Rishayim ask you a Shaila. Just because he has a karka, Kol Shehu, he has 2 inches by 2 inches. So Rashi says that makes it into a milsa de shchicha. That makes it a milsa de shchicha. How could that be a milsa de shchicha? How can I collect $500,000 for such a little piece of karka? Or according to the other Rishonim, who didn't say like Rashi, that the reason why Enka is improvable, El ala karka is that it should be milsa de shchicha, but rather the loib has to have karka that it should be considered kigobi domi. What do you mean kigobi domi? I lent him $500,000 as kigobi domi on such a little shtikal of karka? How is that kigobi domi? So that's the other question the Rishonim asked. So here also Taisus on top quotes 2 pirushim, one from Rashi and a different shot. So Taisus quotes one shot that Rashi says is based on a Gemara in Ksubis. Rashi is all the way down here on 20 lines from the top where it says in parentheses Ksubis daf tzadik aleph omid beis. So Rashi says there's a story in Ksubis daf tzadik aleph that runs as follows. I lent money to someone, and now they don't have any money. Let's say the loiva died, and I come to collect from the yisayim. And the yisayim have a little karka. The father owed me $100,000, and let's say the yisayim have a karka that's only worth $50,000. It's only worth $50,000. So I say, okay, you owe me $100,000, I'm going to take away the karka. So they plead Rachmanis that. What is the Gemara have a case? Gemara has, let's say I collected. I already collected the karka, which is worth $50,000. So now they only owe another $50,000. But me, Yova Ezri, they don't have any more karka finished. And somehow later on, they raise some money and they want to buy back this karka from me. They have an attachment to this, is the house that the father lived in. They live, so they buy back. They buy back the karka for $50,000. So the Gemara says, I can go now and collect the Zelva karka. I've paid them all. I can collect the same karka a second time. Because that karka was meshuvah to me for the full $100,000. Even though the karka only has a value of $50,000, it's meshuvah for the full amount. How are you ever going to get the full amount? So the Gemara says, if they're tipshim, if they don't have a good lawyer, so I'll take away the karka and they may buy it back from me. So they should buy it back on the condition that I'm meichel, the sheep in the chasm. If they don't chap, then I have to be meichel. So then they'll buy it back and I'll collect it a second time. So you see, from that Gemara, what is Rashi boyois from that Gemara? You see, from that Gemara, that's the Gemara, you have a little piece of karka and I can collect it many times over. The mice, it'll never happen. The next time they're going to catch on already. If they didn't catch on the second time, I'm going to catch on the 15th time. It's not going to happen like that. But theoretically, it's possible. Sigimov, goyze, goyve, v'choyze, v'goyve. I can collect the same karka many times over if they don't chop what's going on. So theoretically, I can say the whole thing is kegobi domi. But theoretically, it's a milsa de shchicha. Shverevot. Tosis quotes the Rabbeinu Shmuel, the last four...
Theoretically,
it's never going to happen.
But even if, let's say, it's only theoretical, why should the fact that theoretically it
Let's say, if you say like Rashi, Milsa de Shchicha, you got a lot of problems. If you say not like Rashi, that the idea that the loiga has to have karaka is in order that it should be a little bit kigobi domi. It should be a little bit kigobi domi to take off the loigos, so it's kigobi domi on the full $100,000. Even though the karaka is only worth a nickel, since theoretically it's possible for the goyve, the chayza the goyve, many times over till the time that I'll collect the full amount, it'll never happen. The guy's going to catch on after a certain point. But since theoretically you have to collect the full amount, so that's considered kigobi domi on the full amount. When the whole debt is collected. Still owing.
But he owns the land. He can sell that land.
Right now he can sell it.
He sold the land.
He sold it to them.
The shibud is still there. The shibud is still there. No, Mistama, that's self-understood that he has no right to take it back from them. That would be a mekach tos. He sells them
karka. They have any, is there some restriction now to the debtor?
In the case, if the Yorshim bought it back from the Malva collected from the Yorshim. What do you mean a stranger bought it from whom?
From him. He took away the car.
Yeah. Then the Malva sells it to a stranger. Yeah. So it's understood that Malva sells it, he's not going to take it back. That would be a mekach tos. I sell you a karka, then I take it back to Gvia Sachai. That I can't do that. Gemara has a cloud. Ma machal ish and
ishin. It's a kinya.
Because this karka is still meshubed till the full $100,000 is paid
what
up.
What's the difference if a stranger buys from
the if the stranger buys from the malva, yeah. So it's muvam le'elam that the malva was mevater to the stranger.
Why is that mevater?
Because he wants to collect from them, but the stranger paid him money. When he sells the karka to a third party. So it's self-understood that he's not going to take it back for them. That's not
the reason. It's not the reason because this is the same karka. That's only they have, but they're taking a gap.
No, they don't mean
they're taking back because of.
They don't owe a penny. They never borrowed the money. Their father borrowed the money. You collect from the assignment is based on Shiba Nechassin, not based on Shiba Aguf Alti Pashtis. Shiba Nechassin, yeah. So I say that this karka is meshubed for the full amount of the $100,000. Even though the karka is not worth $100,000, it's only worth $50,000. It's meshubit for the full amount. That's the first pshat. That's how Rashi learns. And that's the official pshat. And then Tosis quotes the Rashbam, who is Rashi's grandson, the Rabbeinu Shmuel, gives a different pshat. We have a din in the Gemara, the Ein Oinoa Lekarkois, a Mishnah in Perek Hazov. There's a din of Oinoa. Oinoa is like this. There are two parts. There's an Isser Oinoa, and there's a penalty of Oinoa. There's an Isser Oinoa. That means, let's say I'll sell you a tape recorder. You just came from Russia, you don't know what it is, you don't know how much it costs, I'll sell you for $150.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy it in the store for $25. So I charge way more than the going rate. So that's a violation of Oinoa. You're not allowed to do it. If I have a Mona Lisa and there's only one in the whole wide world, I can charge whatever I want. Take it or leave it. You don't want to buy it, so don't buy. But if I'm selling a commodity that they sell in all the stores, I sell you a Chumash, I sell you a Gemara, I sell you a Siddur. And all over in the stores, it goes, the going rate is something like this. And I charge way more. Or you fool me into paying much less than the going rate. The prohibition of Oinoa applies to both the Moicher and the Lakeach. Moicher and the Lakeach. So the Gemara has in Perek Hazov, there are two parts to the din of Oinoa. There's an Isser of Oinoa. It's a violation to cheat the other person. And then there's a penalty of Oinoa. There's a Knas of Oinoa. Because the Chumash says, when you sell a karka in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't losanu ishus hamisoi. The mispa shana machar ayovel yimkoloch. You have to calculate how many years you have till yovel, because when it's going to come yovel, the sada is going to go back to the original owner. So you should calculate, make sure that you don't charge him too much, and the lekech should make sure that he doesn't underpay. So you see from the chumash that the din of Oinoa applies even to karka, the original description in the chumash. The end of Vayikra goes in Parshas Bar goes on Karka. And then the Chazal have a drasha from a pasuk that says v'chisim kemim kol amisecha kano miyad amisecha al tonu ishesachi. There's a din of vaynua only a kano miyad amisecha by dover anikne miyad liyad only amitaltalim. There's no din of vaynua by karkois. There's no chatpela. How can he say there's no din of vaynua by karkois against the pasuk and chumash? Pasuk and chumash gives you the original description of vaynua by karka. So that's where the Chazal saw in between the lines here that there's another inyan to Ainur. In addition to the prohibition, the Avera, there's a penalty also. What's the penalty? What's the Knas of Ainur? So it doesn't say. So that's what we say, Lo Misara HaKasuv, Ela Lo HaChamim. In the Chumash, it's very vague. It doesn't say what the penalty is. It seems to imply that there is a penalty. And this penalty of Ainur doesn't apply to Karka. The love of Ainur does apply, but the Knas of Ainur doesn't apply. So what is the nature of the penalty? So the Tanoim had a right to make up whatever they saw fit should be the penalty. So they made the following dinim. They were koveya dinim deraisa lemisar kos velachacham. So they were koveya if one of them cheated the other to the extent of a shtus, it's already 1/6 off from the amount that it should have been. So then the nature of the penalty is pana. The Mekach stands,
yeah,
that you have to give back the money that you cheated him. Yeah. But if he cheated him so much that it's yes and mishtus, then the halacha is that the other party has a right to back out from the whole deal. He has a right to say, not only I want you to pay me how much you cheated me, I don't want to deal with you. Just give me back all of my money and here's back the commodity. I want to buy by someone else. You're a gun if I don't want to deal with you. So the Tanoim made that already, there's no psukim. That the pasuk, just in between the lines, the Tanoim saw that there's a knas of Ainur. So the Lord Messar Kas Lala Chachamim, so the Kaveya, that makes sense. That's a reasonable knas. That if it's shtus, if I cheated to the extent of a sixth, or from the normal, when the price should have been, is machzer Ainur, you have to reimburse him the amount that you cheated him. And if the Ainur was yes, I'm shtus. Nigmar has a whole sugya how to calculate shtus. Shtus is not an exact penny. There's a whole area of price that's called the shtus. And then yes, and shtus, you have a right to back out from the whole deal. So the Mishnah says in Bava Mitzi, in Perek HaZov, that ein Ainur ali karkois, that by karka, even if I cheated more than a shtus, there's no penalty of, there's no knas of Ainur. So that's a machlekes in the Rishonim. What does that mean? Let's say the karka is worth $100,000 and I charged $1,000,000. I charged $1,000,000, 10 times as much? And there's still no din of Ainur? There's no upper limit? The karka is worth $100,000 and I charged $5,000,000? There's no din of Ainur?
Not replaceable. That's like the Mona Lisa.
Okay, so some Rishonim say that the karka has no Ainur, period. There's no penalty of Ainur. And Tesis, we pass them like this. The Kosher, the last two lines in Taisus, the Rashbam says that that's the reason why you can make a cruzbol even though the loiva has a tiny little character that's only worth $100 in the chayv, is thousands of dollars, $500,000 chayv. So how can you say it's kagavi domi, the whole character is only worth $100? So the answer is because they don't know the karkois, because sometimes I can sell a karka that's worth $100 for $1,000,000. And it won't be subject to the din of Ainur. So that halacha indicates that karka shava kol kesef shaboilam. Karka shava any amount of money. There's no upper limit for the value of the karka. So Taisus Tainas on the Rashbam's pshat mishum the karka kol shachashuv keneged kol ha'eran ola karkois. Like Taisus v'koshe, the Rabbi Natam was the younger brother of the Rashbam. Rabbi Natam disagrees with this Rabbi Nishmoy. So effective v'koshe, the Arminon, the Rabbi Natam paskins. That even though there's no din of Ainur, but bitul mekach yesh lahem ad palga. If I charge twice as much, or more than twice as much, there are two versions in Shulchan Aruch, two versions in Tosfos. Is it yesem palga or ad palga? Let's say the karka really should, the going rate should have really been $100,000, and I charge $200,000. So that's one opinion, that's Ainur. And another view is not only if you charge a little more than $200,000. Charge exactly twice as much, it's not enough. Charge yesemi palgo, more than twice as much, then it will be enough. But there is an upper limit. So that's what Taisus Tainas against the Rashbam. If the reason that you're telling me that a karka, if the loiva has a little shtika le karka kolshu, you can write a puzbul even to cover a chayv, that's millions. Why is that? Because this karka kolshu, Zainon no la karkoi, so that shows that it's shavik kol kesef shabaylam. Because it's not true that we pass in la loche that ad palgo. Yes, and mi palgo, there is bitl mekav. What is that based on? That yes, and mi palgo big mekav. That's not a din of aino. No, the pasuk says ain't on all the karkos. The pasuk says ain't on all the karkos. No, the rishonim say that's considered. There's no correspondence whatsoever. If it's yes and mi palgo more than twice as much, al pidin, there's no correspondence at all. The mashal, this is quoted in the Hilchas Ribbis also. This idea from Tosis. In the following case, let's say. Lend your money. Let's say you have a business and you need some money to invest. So I lend you $500,000, which is a gewaldige teiva. If you were to borrow the money from the bank, they would charge interest. I lend you the money, I don't charge any interest. So I'm not allowed to ask you to give me any interest. That's an issur of ribbis. So let's say, Ichreis, you're selling. You sell automobiles, whatever. So I say, look, I was nice enough to lend you so much money without any interest. You're selling automobiles, give me a shtickle or break. You're going to make me pay the full amount. So you're not allowed to do that, mid the rabbanah. But what if you went ahead and you did it? What if you went ahead and you did it? So then the din would be that you gave me a little hanoche, so then it b'diyeved, you wouldn't say that I have to reimburse you all of that money. But what if you gave me such a break? Yes, and me palgo. Let's say you're selling an automobile that really should sell a chreis for $10,000, and you sell it to me for $4,000. $4,000 is more than half off. It's in ganzen mamish, no correspondence whatsoever. But then it says in Shulchan Aruch that's already a kind that's not going to be ribbis deraisa either, because if it wasn't agreed upon in advance, if I loaned you the $100,000 or the $500,000, whatever, and I didn't make any strings attached at the time of the halvor, that's called ribbis she'ena ketsutza. The only time it's an issa deraisa is if there's a ketsitza. Ribbis ketsutza, that's deraisa. That's the yotze b'dayon. Ribbis she'ena ketsutza, so you mechuyif to give back before lotzes yidei shemayim. But this is not even ribbis she'ena ketsutza. If I ask you later on, do me a favor, give me a shtikel anoche. I lent you so much money, I can't charge any interest. So for the $10,000, you give anoche, give me off $100, give me off $1,000. So that's not even ribbis she'ena ketsutza. That's mechzik ribbis. And mechzik ribbis, even b'bol lotzis yidei shemayim, you don't have to give back the money. But if he gives me such anoche, he gives me yesemi palka, he gives me a $10,000 car, he gives me for $4,000. So that's already abak ribbis. That is b'bol lotzis yidei shemayim, you have to pay back.
Isn't there a halacha if somebody says, when I'm going to say, God bless you, that
Gemara says ribbis devarim. Gemara says ribbis devarim, because it says v'sashach lech. It says neshach kesef, neshach echel, neshach kol dovar, asher yishach. So we dash neshach kol dovar, kol dibur. Like over here, zed dvar hashmita, dibur hashmita. Gemara has a lot of drushes. Zed dvar haritzer, dibur haritzer. A lot of times when it says dvar, we dash in dibur. So there we dash in that there's a din of ribbis devarim. Ribbis devarim hates like this. If I lend you money and I'm not charging any interest. Now, you usually never used to greet me in shul. Good Shabbos, good Yontif, good morning. And now, because of the fact that I lent you the money, so now you go out of your way always to greet me. Or you're the gabbai in shul, you never gave me aliyas. So now, because I lent you the money, so you always give me maftir and shlishi and maftir yayin, all the chashav aliyas. So then, that's ribbis dvarim. That's awesome, drabban. But let's say you always say hello to me. You always say good morning. You always say good Shabbos. You're not mechuyev to stop. Whatever you always used to do before, you can continue to do. If you always got shlisha, you always got aliyas, you continue to give me the same aliyas. That's not ribbis. It's only if there's an iser, if you say, if you do different. Something
more
over and above what he normally would do.
$20,000.
Normally he wouldn't give me at cost.
Yeah.
He only gave me at cost
because
of the halvor. So he's giving me a hanukkah of $16,000. Give me a hanukkah of $16,000 because of the halvor. No. There's no reason. You can mark up whatever you want. There's a din in the Gemara if you're selling flesh or milk. Or cheese, of basic necessities, commodities that people need. So then, you're not allowed to have a markup of more than shtus. You have a right, you have to pay for your rent, you have to pay for your electricity, you have to pay for the workers, for the telephone. But you're not allowed to sachako, let's say a butcher can never get rich. A butcher has to be a poor man. Because a butcher sells flesh, fish, milk, eggs, cheese, all those kind of things. So you can't become rich according to the Gemara, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam. Because you're not allowed to make more rebach than shtus, than 1/6. But if the guy sells candies or he sells jewelry, he can have a 500% markup. He can charge 1,000 times. There's no maximum. There's no automobiles. Automobiles, nishkin necessity. You can live without an automobile. So an automobile, the markup can be whatever you want. The only thing is, if the going rate for the automobile, this automobile in this neighborhood sells for 15,000, he charges 20,000. So that's all you know if there's a going rate. But because you can get it in California for 15,000, that doesn't help. It means in this area, if the going rate is 15,000 and you charge 20,000, that's all you know. What's the din of shtus? Shtus means what's the going rate? And I charged more than the going rate, or you paid me much less than the going rate. You fooled me into accepting much more than shtus. So that's a din of shtus. But then there's another din of shtus, that's what you're referring to. That the people who sell basic necessities, let's say a drugstore sells, so they sell things for
cosmetics.
Cosmetic stuff that they can mark up whatever they want. But they sell pills, they sell aspirins, they sell things that people really need. That they're not allowed to have a markup of more than shtus. That's halacha. They're not allowed to make more than shtus. If they buy and they sell, that's like the flesh and the milk and the cheese, that there's a din in the Gemara that they're not allowed to make more than one shtus, keeping in mind all the rent that they pay in hakol, bakol, mikol, kol. They shouldn't make more than 1/6 profit on the whole thing, which is bupkis. So they can never become ashir. They'll remain anim for the rest of their lives. That's a big problem now. The government has that problem. You have these drug companies, and they're making fortunes on these drugs. Yeah, but there's a risk factor, right? Because they're developing new drugs. And sometimes they spend years, and they spend $100 million, and they come up with nothing. So you have to...
Yeah, but not the drugstores.
The drugstores not. The drugstores are selling a fully made product. So they're allowed to make whatever markup they want to make on the cosmetics and on the junk for your beauty and your bath and a bubble bath and whatever. But on the pills, on the things that are mamish medication, that's tzorchei hachayim, that they're not allowed to take more than a shtus. Yeah.
And all you after them. And all you after them.
There was an ASIC with the OU.
Yeah.
The government indicted the matzah company. It could be that they were fined also. I think all the matzah companies were bought up. There's Streitz, and there's Goodman's, everything else belongs to Manischewitz. Goodman's and Horace Margareten and Kemach and everything. All the others are one company. They just have different labels. Everything's exactly the same. It's owned by Manischewitz. So the government indicted them. It could be that they punished them also. No?
In Florida, the matzahs were like four times more than in New York.
That's a nachat zara. So the government punished them because they were a antitrust law. So the shaila was: is it right for the OU to continue to give achshir if the government says that they got no problem?
Okay.
So this is a din nachamo. On Lamed Zayin Amar, we learned very little tonight. Huh?
Yeah.
The 8 o'clock from the original. They have the picture of the old Manischewitz on the wall with the big yarmulke. Yeah. So the Gemara has over here about 10 lines from the top. Let's see again. Tanan Hasam, and Kazim, the Mishnah in Shriya says, Tanan Hasam, over there. Over there means in Zroim, because they weren't so ruggled. The Amoraim and Bavel were not so ruggled to learn Zroim. In Eretz Yisrael, they learned Zroim all the time. They had another mitzvah Satlius Baris. But in Bavel, it's like a favor for the Mishnah. Tanan Hasam, it says over there, and Kazim Pruzbal Ela La Karka. It means that the loiva has to have karka. The Yerushalmi adds on, the malva has to have karka also to be able to be moises the rosh of the bezin with the kinyan agav. That's what the real Barzilai writes in the Sefer Yitam. But the ikar din in the Mishnah is el ala karka. The loiva has to have karka. We gave the two reasons why. And then it says, even karka kolshu, and we gave the two reasons for the karka kolshu, either goiva b'chayza v'goiva, so it's kagobi domi on the full amount, or because ain't on all the karkoes, and the Rashbam holds ain't on all the karkoes, no limit. Even yesemi palga, even 5 times as much, 100 times as much, he doesn't often this din at palga. That's the Rabbeinu Tam holds like that. It's not the Rashbam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds yesemi palga not, but in Shulchan Aruch we pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. That there is Einor l'karkoes if it's yes mi palga. It's not bidin Einor, it's an andavort, there's no correspondence. The halacha says it's considered as if there's no correspondence whatsoever and has ramifications and hilchas ribis as well. That's what the Rashbam understood. So the Rabbeinu Tam could chep it a little bit.
Well, it doesn't depend because it always goes down. They got to look at the market what it is now. You can't look at in 100 years now it's going to be worth more. It goes what the market is now, right?
Yeah. So that's the deal.
In a regular case, if you collect on your Shiva.
A lot of them. We're borrowing a concept to say that it's considered as if it's kigobi domi on the full amount. Yeah. What a main law? What if the loiva hatnish can karka? So then the Mishnah says mizakehu v'toch sadeu kolshu. Let's say zochen l'amish loiva fonu. Let the malve be mizake to the loiva yidei shlishi yidei oramachir ashtika l'karka kolshu. Bring more v'kama kolshu. What does the Mishnah mean? How big is the? What's the minimum size that the karka has to be that the to enable the malva to make a prusbul? Amar abchei barabo. Amar abchei barashi. Amar rav. I feel the kelach shall cool, even mamish an inch by an inch. Such a tiny piece of karka, you can just plant one seed. One seed from one cabbage will grow. Tiny karka means that there's no limit. Kolshu, it means limit. Means literally kolshu.
It's infinitesimal.
There's no minimum size. Amar Rav Yehuda says, commenting on the Mishnah, the Yamay Rav Yehuda, I feel hishila mokm letanur ulukirayim kosim ola prusbul. Even if the karka doesn't even belong to the loiva,
just lent him.
Just he rented it, or even if he didn't rent it, he borrowed the right to use the karka. So I can't collect. How can I can't collect that? It doesn't belong to him. I'm going to collect it. So I can't take away from the one who lent it to him. So you know, as long as yesh lo karka, as long as he has legal rights
to use this
some karka. Bit of karka, so then it's considered yesh lo karka, and you can make the prusim. Beg Markasha, how can you say that? Even if Hishilo, even if the loiva only borrowed the right to use a karka, Beg the Gemara, ain't it's not correct. But Hatani Hillel said, Abraisa, who is this? Hillel is saying Abraisa. Rashi says, this is not the Tana Hillel, the famous. Yeah. This is an Amoira.
Right.
Rashi writes over here, this Hillel, Amoira Hava. Amoraim used to quote Brises, used to recite Brises. A lot of times the Gemara has Tani Tani Kamei de Rav Nachman. Tani Tani Kamei means a Tana means an Amora. He used to recite a Brisa. So this Hillel was also such a Talmud Chacham. He used to recite Brises for the other Amoraim. So the Gemara says that this Hillel, this Amora, mentioned a Brisa that says Ein Kaisem Prusbul Ela Al Otzitz Naku Bilvad. If you have a flower pot. We learned already earlier, you have a flower pot. If there's a hole in the bottom and the thing that's growing in the middle and there's offer here, if the thing that's growing is yoinik from the karka because there's a hole in the bottom, then the offer inside is dinik in the chuber, dinik in karka. But if it's an otzit she'en anakul, if it's flat on the bottom, it has a floor, but then it's not yoinik from the karka, so whatever grows here is considered tolish. So he has a braisa, he says, if you have an otzit, it's nakuv, it's dinik in karka, so the loiva has karka. So Kaisim all a prusbul. You can write a prusbul. If he has an otzitz, she'eno nakul, it's dina kemetalpalim. He cannot write a prusbul. Frag the Gemara, but where does he have the otzitz she'eno nakul? What, he walks around with it in the street? Obviously, he leaves it somewhere. So if he has the right to leave it somewhere,
then he has karka.
So there's somewhere, he ought to have karka. Or someone gave him permission to leave it in their house. So they were mashal, lo mokom the karka shalev. So either he rented, Either he rented the right or he borrowed the right from someone else to leave his otzitz,
otzitz nokuv
is dina kekarka, this itself is karka. Practically, even if it's an otzitz, shein on nokuv, but where is he going to leave it?
He's going to leave it on the table. I mean, there's no question. I was shein on nokuv, right? You have to leave on the karka, but you have to put it on karka.
Okay, you don't have to.
Right, so what's the kasha? No,
he
was
just
asking,
where's he going to put it? So doesn't he have to, sleeps in the park, he takes with him an otzit.
But maybe the otzit, the hole is the karka himself, because it has the potential to grow in any place, in any karka. Maybe the otzit himself is considered karka.
If it has a hole in the back.
If it has a hole, yeah.
If it has a hole,
it's by itself, it's karka, but if you put in your pocket, it's called karka.
No, it's only karka, kosma, that it's yoni.
By itself, it has the potential to be karka.
No, it has to be actual, not just potential. If it's actually yoni from the karka, that's how the Gemara says. Otherwise, the otzit shein onokav has the potential. You can always make a hole. You can make a hole.
So the potential
doesn't help. You have to have a poil mamish. So that's what the Gemara quotes. I frag makasha eini. How can he say that hishele mokam? If he borrowed the right to use karka, that's called yeshlo karka. That's enough to write a prusbul. Frag ma, we have a brisa that Hillel presented that says ain kosim prusbul al alotzis nokubul va. Zog the Gemara diif nokaven sheda nokubloi. But if it's not. So if you're going to take, let's say, soup nuts, and you're going to pour the soup directly on top of the soup nuts, and when you pour on, we say that Iroi is Mavashal Kadei Klipo, so the soup nuts, even though they were already baked from before, but they never had a Bishul. So there's a Hashash, maybe Yesh Bishul, Achar Afiyah.
And then, so
you should first put the soup in the bowl, and then put the matzah in the soup afterwards. And then the Ramo already quotes Nochachumer. There's one opinion in Taisvis that Biklisheni, there's an Isa Mechzik Bishul. Wendy said there's no Bishul Biklisheni on liquids or on tablin that you don't eat separately. The tablin blends in with the rest, or the tablin is put in for flavoring, then you take it out. But if you put in, let's say, soup nuts, and they don't blend in, they don't disappear, the soup nuts are the end, and you're going to eat them. So Taisus has one opinion to be machmer that yesh bishul mid rabbanon, yesh bishul biklisheni, mechzik in rashi. So that's why the Ramo recommends you should be machmer this chumra gabi chumra.
You should have soup nuts altogether.
No, you should only put in the soup nuts into the soup bowl after it's no longer yad so lettuce, which is on our time. After it's no longer yad so lettuce, on our time. So you shouldn't have soup nuts. That's an effect with the Ramo.
Everybody take